This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at FC Dallas's Toyota Stadium in Frisco. We've got the owner, Dan Hunt, coming up about 30, maybe 40 minutes to hang out with us and talk about the demolition and construction that's happening today. I keep wishing that there would be somebody with like a giant plunger that pushes down on the explosion or implosion box and then something goes wild. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen today, but, you know, we'll see. In the meantime, opening day tomorrow, Whataburger opening day. We got Michael Young at 10:40, Ian Kinsler at 11 o'clock, and Derek Holland will be doing the show with us all live from the stadium.
Hopefully some Whataburger, too.
Like that would makes sense.
I'm going to reach out to Whataburger and see if we can make some of that happen. Whataburger, some Hurtado.
Oh, my gosh.
Just have a big old feast over
yes,
there.
Yes, I would love all of that.
You're
so,
listening, anybody?
What I asked for y'all is give me one bold, specific take for the 2025 Rangers season. Because I think we'll get into like, hey, what's their record going to be and all that stuff tomorrow. And early on, man, people are going pretty bold. From the 2-1-4, the Rangers will have 33 blown saves this season to match 2023.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But they won a World Series with 33.
You know, it's really funny that you say that because I want to be like, obviously that will doom your season.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it will not doom your season. Historically, no team with that many blown saves had ever won 70 games or more.
I was just informed the Whataburger drop is in the works right now.
Oh, so we are working my goodness.
Love
let's
Whataburger.
Go.
Love it so much.
From the 817, Wyatt Langford will be a top three MVP candidate, and from the 972, Corey Seager will play a full healthy season.
That is bold. Just because the typical, even he's already a little bit with the calf right now. There's already a little bit of concern on that. So, but that is a very bold one. Kevin, here's my bold statement about the Rangers season. Adolis Garcia hits 40-plus home runs this year.
Whoa.
Now, this is I really have nothing to back this up that's going to make me feel this is hopeful.
That's why it's a bold prediction.
Kevin, you were going through earlier and talking about how they had been working on shortening his swing up a little bit and everything. But if you watched yesterday, his stance was different than it had been prior. And he's back to his old stance.
Because I think they felt like that deprived him of too much power, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if this was just a him going, you know what, I need to go with what I'm comfortable with or what it was, but he's back to his old stance, and I'm kind of curious if on opening day he's going to go, you know what, I'm sticking with this, or if he's going to change it back. But either way, since he's gone back to his old stance, it's when he started crushing again. So, like, in spring training. So I'm hoping that he just kind of, you know how you get away from something for a little bit, and then you go back to something you're used to, and you're better at it because you missed it, and you know what it was good at.
You're maybe talking about, that, like, relationship-wise?
Not necessarily, but sometimes other things. But maybe that's what it is for him. Maybe he just got away from it, and now he's back to it, and he's like, okay, here we go. So I'm saying 40-plus bombs for Adolis. And if that's the case, Kevin, again, this is one of the most dangerous lineup you'll see. Except for maybe the, you know, Ohtani or whatever.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna go with the idea of sure, except for the Dodgers and whatever category you want, probably except for the Dodgers, and all of that is fair. Now, CBS Sports went with Jacob DeGrom will get Cy Young votes.
That
it hasn't happened
really?
In 4 years.
Oh, he hasn't gotten a single vote in 4 years?
Correct.
How many games has he pitched in those 4 years?
36, probably.
Most of them were 3 years ago?
Yeah, okay. not a lot.
Yeah.
36 might be
it's just
high.
That's a little weak with the side. He'll get
some
votes.
Okay.
Like, I want to get some bigger votes there.
So you prefer this from the 817. One of the Vandy boys wins Rookie of the Year.
Dude. Okay. I'm very interested in this because Jack Leiter is going to get probably a month to prove it, right? He's going to get a month to say, hey, look, every 5 days, you're getting the baseball. You're going to go out there and pitch. You get to be a big leaguer. Why? Because you've done everything you possibly could do in AAA.
Yep.
You know, you were the pitcher of the year. You're all these things. You've done it all, so now you need to prove it at this level. Kevin, if that doesn't work out, they will, after this month, they'll say, all right, we gave you that shot. Now we were transitioning you to a bullpen pitcher, a relief pitcher of some sort.
Then the same thing, okay, maybe not the same thing. Do you think the same thing is in place for Kamar Rocker then? Because he has not done all of those things at the minor league level. Do you think he has a longer or a bigger room for mistakes than Ian Kinsler? Sorry, we have Ian Kinsler on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
Then Jack Leiter.
So Corbin is, I mean, they're going to give him about a month, right, before they start making that move.
I think April 11th is when they think he could be ready.
I'm not quite sure what their plan is going to be beyond that. But he needs a lot of experience. You know, he just needs a lot of experience on the mound. Game situations in the big leagues, whenever certain things happen. Man, when you're pitching with that pitch clock, whenever you're, trying to hold runners on. If you've watched him try to hold runners on during the during spring training, it has not been too successful.
Yeah.
And he's struggled with that a little bit. Yesterday, you did see him slide stepping a little more, so shortening his stride so that he could get quicker to the plate. So he has a lot to learn. Maybe they are like, look, we're just going to let you continue to learn because you have a little bit more stuff that we trust. Because on the mound yesterday with those 8 strikeouts, you felt pretty comfortable going, hey, dude, you're not going to give it up too much. So you're feeling good about what he can do. Maybe they'll just give him a little more time.
From the 254, DeGrom plays the full season. 25 starts. Rangers go 91-71 from this 360. Another person says 71-91. We'll probably get more into season predictions tomorrow, but from the 972, bold statement about this Rangers season. Go get Rangers.
Go get Rangers, baby.
From the 325, it looks like we might well lead the league in home runs and strikeouts offensively this year. And from the 214, the Rangers will hit 250-plus home runs as a team. Now, let's go back to 2023.
Okay.
Obviously, we love the power of that lineup. They had 233 home runs. So if you can tag another 17-plus home runs on that, this is going to be an offense to be feared. You're going to be having more than 1.5 home runs per game.
Mm-hmm.
That is terrifying.
And, you know, that does take into account that during that championship run, Tavares was your main center fielder. right? And he wasn't popping a lot of home runs. Jonah Heim had a relatively good year, and last year was relatively mediocre compared to what he did before. So maybe you're hoping that Higgy has a little more pop and can provide that for you. But I think the additions of Peterson and Berger are the reason that people are feeling that confident. Because, look, man, as much as we love Nate Lowe, and, again, the defense that he played as he worked really hard defensively to become a good defender at first base, he didn't have amazing power, and he wasn't hitting fastballs well. Berger and Jock can do that. So I think they feel like there's a lot more slug, as Bochy was pointing out the other day, and fans can feel comfortable. If you do that, though, you're well on your way to being a feared lineup in the playoffs.
For the 4-6-9, I think the Rangers and Dodgers will be undefeated leading up to their series. Oh, man. That would be obviously.
Their series is coming up pretty soon, though, right?
Oh, it'd still be pretty amazing. Weeks, yeah. From the 817. Specific, the Rangers will lead the division wire to wire, specifically winning the AL West by 12 games. Obviously, that would be freaking amazing. I would love that. Alec, do you have a bold, specific prediction for the Texas Rangers this year?
I know we already talked about them a little bit, and I'm not going to go towards the award voting side of things. Something a little bit more specific for Jacob DeGrom. You didn't say realistic. You said bold.
Okay.
I'm going with the idea that he will not need a single IL stint this year.
Oh,
he's
going
to ultimately take care of his body. He's bringing down the VO a little bit to protect the arm. It seems like everything is going his way. He's trying to get better at some of his other pitches as put-away pitches. Like he mentioned, the curveball is something he wants to work on. If he can lay off of the fastball a little bit to save himself, then why not throw out the idea that he doesn't need an IL stint, and he's going to give you, maybe you skip a couple turns in the rotation to keep him fresh, but he won't need any kind of actual trip away from the roster. He's going to stick with the team the entire regular season.
Ooh, I like that.
Dude, if that's the case, this team's feeling pretty good. You know, if you can ramp him up slowly and get him to get those innings and he never has to fear about being injured through that, that'll be really nice. And if the bullpen is good enough to be able to conserve some of his wins without him having to go too deep in games, that would be wonderful too.
This is a fair point from the 214. Could y'all stop saying go get Rangers?
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Because it ruined last season.
It
and
did
I'm
not
just
ruin
a
last season.
Superstitious.
I am against that, Kevin, because I've thought about this multiple times too. That happened in the middle of the season. The season was already ruined by that point.
Oh wow! Okay.
So it didn't ruin the season.
I gotcha.
It was, we were actually kind of trying to use it as a rallying cry. It just did not succeed. We can come up with something else. I'm sure Kevin can say something dumb to Boach at some point. We can use that.
I mean, probably.
But it'll be planned this time.
From the 817, man, if this happens, our offense is going to be unstoppable. Pillar will have 20 home runs and lead the league in extra base hits.
That is bold.
Unstoppable, if that is the case. From the 903, unfortunately, they think Leiter is going to get hurt from trying to throw 100 every pitch. One thing I will say about that, and that is a very valid concern, but I think part of the increase in his velocity, we talked about this, was they ramped him up differently than he has in years past.
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of the reason for the upgraded velocity right now.
And do you think that he's going to follow, you know, before Mike took off, he was kind of discussing the Bartolo Colon ramp up too within a game.
Yeah.
Do you think that he's going to, you know, do that a little more, or that adrenaline's going to kick in and he's going to just give in to instinct?
See, I think it's the second one. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I do too.
But from what we know about Jack Leiter as like a human and as a pitcher, I think he is going to be unbelievably amped up like in that first inning. And if it doesn't go perfectly, he's going to be amped up the next first inning that he starts and on and on.
Two things here, Kevin, from the 254. Bold prediction. Jake Ferguson comes out of nowhere to claim the closer role and leads the Rangers to another World Series title. I love it.
Okay.
Secondly,
that is very bold.
They are setting out hard hats out there. Do we need a hard hat to do the show today? Because I'm concerned now.
I think that's more for appearance. Because here are the things that you need for a construction groundbreaking. You need people, hard hats, and shovels. All right. And you want the shovels to all look uniform, as with the hats, so everyone can pretend like they're going to dig in. And if that's not enough for you, Corey, we're going to have the owner on the show.
Oh, so we can ask
probably
him if there's
just
a boom
ask
boom.
For a hard hat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can ask for hard hats, and is there going to be fireworks today?
Would you be pumped if you got to leave here with, like, a ceremonial FC Dallas construction hard hat?
Yes. I would be so pumped, and I would wear it to work every day.
Okay.
You would be like, oh my gosh, Corey, you're still wearing that hat? And I'd be like, it's at this point, it's just attached like Joe Dirt's skullet.
From the 972, the Rangers will have the best record in Major League Baseball at the All-Star break. Woo! Now, we might save some of this till Rangers Price is Right if we do that tomorrow. Anthony Davis will be the best right fielder in Rangers
Dude.
History. Okay, that's bold.
Can you imagine? Okay, he didn't play last night, and that's frustrating to me. But can you imagine him playing right field and a ball going to the wall? And he's just like, I got it. And he's like, he just trots over there and just sticks his
arm
gonna
up. He's going to take it from some dude in the third row.
Can you go ahead and mark that,
no,
Alex?
That's not,
I don't know why.
I meant, shut up, Ruben. I meant take the baseball.
Uh-huh.
I can see how that didn't work out.
And then he gets hurt.
From the 214, Luke Jackson has 41 saves. I know we talked a lot offensively, but if it's Luke Jackson or you think it's going to be Chris Martin, if one of those Rangers closers emerges with 40 saves, I think this team is going to be unfreaking believable if that happens.
Oh, yeah, because, dude, you didn't have to go out and spend a ton of money on a closer.
True.
You know, as everybody was hoping that they would do, and they were like, well, we'll figure something out. And if that's the case, you're not having to use much of your prospects to go get another closer at midseason either.
Yeah, that's fair. And from the 940, we have seven guys with 20-plus home runs. I like that opinion. That is definitely a bold opinion, and we talked about it earlier. Jim Bowden has 8 of the 9 Rangers players who are starting in the lineup getting to 10-plus home runs by the All-Star break. So that does feel like it could happen. And then from the 858, bold prediction, Boach continues his pattern of World Series, missing the playoffs, World Series. Here we go, boys.
Look, man, when you go 162-0 and you
All
make
right.
it back to the World Series, is there anything more that you could ask for? Yeah, winning the World Series whenever you go 162-0.
Because if you go 162-0 and don't win the World Series, it will be the biggest collapse in the history of sports.
But would you hate it?
Yes,
why?
I would. Because we'd be the biggest collapse in the history of sports.
The only team that ever did it, though, all right? The only team to ever do it. Just because you lost doesn't mean it wasn't a great ride, Kevin. It's not about the destination.
Okay,
it's
well,
climb.
Let's go back and ask those Patriots fans, hey, which season did you like better? The ones where you won the Super Bowl or the ones where you were undefeated until Eli Manning and his squad took you
and
down?
They'll go, oh, when we won the Super Bowl and got to go to the harbor.
And Duncan. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I do believe it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Would you make the Cowboys draft trade? Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Toyota Stadium in Frisco, ready to blow some stuff up today.
Yes, we are.
We will find out if that is actually possible because we bring on FC Dallas owner and president and lover of sports cards. It is Dan Hunt. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and if it's up to me, we could blow up everything.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
I mean, I feel like it kind of is up to you, right? Although, my question was, before we get into the nitty-gritty of what's happening, how difficult is it to renovate a stadium in the midst of the season?
Yeah, it is complicated, and we've been through it at the Chiefs when we renovated Arrowhead. But we wanted to have the fans have their experience, be at our home, the facility they know and love. And so we didn't want to take that away and also move the team. That's so disruptive. So
It's
not easy. The logistics are hard. You know, we wanted to ease our way into this because also we have a workforce of 140 full-time employees that are here too.
Yeah.
And that's not even including youth coaches here at the club. So they've got to go do their job. We got to put a team on the field that's going to win a championship. We got to win academy championships. I mean, so many things here, and we got to feed everybody too.
Right.
I'm kind of looking around. Can you help kind of describe what will be happening today and where we're starting with all of this? If you're sitting in the stadium on the west side, looking east.
Yeah. Well, this is odd because I'm actually not facing the field. I'm facing you guys.
That's a good point. So it feels like you're on the east side facing west.
This is actually a little weird for me, to be honest, because I'm used to staring at the field all the time.
You can turn around. It's
No. I have it imprinted in my brain.
There we go.
So today is our groundbreaking at 2 o'clock. So exciting. But the first thing that will happen.
Did you guys decide to wait until 2 o'clock so we could finish our show?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about you guys. It's respect. It's respect.
Loud explosion during the show.
I'm here for you. Loud explosion. The TNT, the whole thing. You know, Elmer Fudd it or whatever.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Dynamite.
Yeah. But we're going to knock down the east side of the building. And where we started was gutting those buildings. We had to make sure they're safe. And then obviously there's a lot of manhole work, power work that goes on here. But today we're having our groundbreaking with Moss Construction, our partners HKS that designed the stadium, designed the Hall of Fame. And they've done the redo. It's going to be fabulous. But that will come down. We'll redo it, start to build the east side roof structure behind us, and it'll be open sort of mid-2026. And we're also going to work on the north side of the stadium, and we're going to add seats there. We're going to add up to 2,000 seats there, move our supporters there, and then continue the roof structure around. And then the building we're in right now is coming to the ground, so another TNT party after. And we will be ready to play by January 2028 on the west side too. But we're going to be continuous, going to be 11,000 fans for the next couple years. Obviously, it's a hit, right? It's a hit to our business. We have a much bigger fan base than that, but we just didn't want to move the team away from the stadium or take it away from our fans.
And I know there's lots of reasons for the remodeling and the expansion, but when you talk about getting some covering up on the east side, that feels like maybe the most pressing thing that needed to be fixed up at the stadium.
Sure. I mean, shade, right?
Yeah.
Shade. And when we built the stadium, we didn't know if the league was going to make it. I mean, my first day on the job was, you know, back in 2001, November, and the league, you know, folded on the first day on my job. We were sitting in the Chiefs office. It was me, my brother Clark, our dad, Lamar, John Wagner, president of our sports company. We were on a league phone call. That's it. Hire the bankruptcy attorneys. League is folding. It's over. Clark looks over at me and goes, congratulations, you've been hired and fired on the same day. Super exclusive club to be a part of.
Yeah.
And then, you know, our dad, Lamar, got Phil Anschutz, Robert Kraft. The three of them took 10 teams, you know, saved the league. And we struck a deal with Frisco in about September, October 2022. And my dad read about George Purifoy, the city manager here. It's the George Purifoy City Hall just across from us. And he went, sat down with him, said, hey, we had a handshake deal. And he said, Dan, this is a man of his word. We're going to do a deal, and we're going to build this stadium and this soccer center, and it's going to push the league forward. But in our agreement, we had to provide major Division I soccer, even if MLS folded.
Okay.
And so I wasn't sure what that was.
Yeah, you got to figure that out.
Yeah, but that was a problem my dad was going to worry about later. But without him building Crew Stadium in Columbus, the first, Phil Anschutz building the second out in L.A., and then this, the third, those were the seeds that grew MLS to what it is today.
How proud does that make you when you see 24 years on, give or take, what the league has become?
Yeah, I mean, we just had our 30th team, San Diego, in the league. It's so awesome to be a part of. I mean, it really is. And the coolest part of all of it is, and my dad's statue's on the North Concourse, but the coolest part is I get to think about every day we are here together. I mean, I have the best job. I get to think about him. I get to, you know, relive those steps, walk around with him. There was only one day that I dreaded during that entire time, and it was while the stadium was under construction, and there was a giant dirt ramp all the way down to the field. The walls weren't up yet, and he drove his little SUV down there with me in it, dodging heavy equipment, me screaming at the top of my lungs, because he was the most considerate man you've ever met, and he was the worst driver.
Okay, I gotcha.
If Lamar Hunt had one fault, just one, he was the worst driver on the road.
That's why the statue is standing up there, not in a car.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, that's not. That
yeah, we came in just to the right of that statue, coming in hot down the ramp.
Man.
I am looking at the rendering that you have up on the board right now too, and we've been looking at it for a while now, but
and it's newtoyotastadium.com.
No roof. Soccer should not be played on an indoor pitch, should it? It should be played on an outdoor pitch like this.
So I'm a traditionalist, right? We're playing on grass. We like the Chiefs on grass. We're traditionalists in that. But soccer should be played where we want to grow the game, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes there's compromises in that. And there's some markets where it's hard. And you had opportunities in Atlanta to play there at Mercedes or up in New England at Gillette. And so you've got to just sort of accept some of those circumstances. But that's not how we would do it. But
we had the opportunity here in Texas, obviously, for something like that.
Yeah, we had a lot of opportunities to do different things. But Clark and I are traditionalists. And traditionalists, we play on grass.
Yeah.
You develop your own homegrown talent here, which we've been a factory for.
For sure.
This is an unbelievable mark. And you look at the national team players that come out. And look, our current roster, I think we're going to have a couple, maybe for different countries in 2026. Maybe one for the U.S. Maybe two.
So, excuse me. Let's talk about 2026. I'm not saying that this is the person who it's going to be, but you guys did spend a lot of money to bring in Lucho Acosta, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of discussion that perhaps maybe he is ready to play for the United States national team. How big was it to make that expenditure? Because it was literally the biggest expenditure for an individual player being brought in the history of the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the largest expenditures, especially for us here, although Petter Musa was our largest expenditure. And it was easy to call Clark and be like, hey, man, I spent your half the money on Lucho Acosta. Congrats. But
he did score the only goal in the last game and won it.
A towering header, yes. By the way, too. When I saw him in the locker room, I was like, man, the fact that you outjump people. But he is a tremendous talent. There's been talk about him in 2026 and, his U.S. citizenship. We would be so lucky to have a piece like that. And I'm not talking about an FC Dallas fan. That would be amazing. But he is a tremendous talent and a traditional 10, which the U.S. hasn't had a traditional 10 in a long time. And if you think about the dynamic, it looks like Pochettino likes to play a 4-2-3-1. And so you'll have, your four backs, which could be Chris Richards in there in the FC Dallas product, Weston McKennie in the midfield with Tyler Adams.
He's a local.
Yeah, he's a local, right? Another FC Dallas product. And then that midfield, Pulisic, who may be the best player we've ever produced here. And if Lucho's in that group, and then maybe Yunus Musa on the right, and then hopefully Ricardo Pepi up top, that is a whole lot of FC Dallas World Cup 2026. But it unlocks that whole group.
This is kind of a delicate question to ask, but the balance of you've produced so much talent, you've had amazing talent come out of here, but not necessarily the team success that, like, I imagine y'all are searching for. How do you describe that discrepancy?
Yeah, it has been a delicate balance. I look back to our 2016 team, which was maybe the best team we've ever produced, won two of the three titles, and Mauro Diaz tears his Achilles at the very end of the season, and that sort of derailed that team's hope to win MLS Cup. We had a team that played back in the finals and lost to Colorado with David Ferreira as the captain. And if you watch that game, I'm going to say we might have been robbed, but I'm just going to throw that out there. No, we
played... probably passed the statute of limitations for that.
Well, all of a sudden I have a fine on my phone from MLS right now. But, we played well, and no disrespect. You win games, and Colorado won that championship, but that was a great team. We made this investment in players like Musa, like Lucho. We brought Shaq Moore, who could be on our 2026 World Cup team. Martin Poss, our goalkeeper, if Indonesia makes it.
He's
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, new center backs coming in. I mean, it's a constant investment. We still have a roster spot open. And I believe if we can solidify our defense, I'll just say this now, and Eric is focused on this. We solidify our defense. We have the offensive pieces to carry through to lift another trophy here.
By the way, the Lucho driving home on 75 heading north. I saw the billboard. That's a gorgeous billboard. I was like, oh man, they got me excited. It really did.
A little Lucho magic.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. I love that. On the way home the other day. Now, one of my favorite things to just kind of look over and see throughout every game I've been to is this corner over here. And they are loud. They are awesome. How, with the new stadium, will we accentuate and grow what they're doing over here?
Yeah, we're going to be moving them to the north side of the stadium.
Awesome.
And back to where they were originally.
Where the beer garden
was. We were just talking about
that.
Awesome.
Yeah, somebody asked me, it was even today, what are you looking forward to most? And I was like, well, roof and premium revenue and drinking a beer with our supporters when the stadium's open or even before. They're fabulous. And just to have an area that's going to be for them under an enclosed roof is going to be a great experience and the opportunity to grow. They can get to a point where they may have 2,000 members down there. So it's there's room to expand.
Now, for people that don't know this, we're talking with Dan Hunt right here on 105.3 The Fan live from Toyota Stadium. You're at the forefront of the World Cup bid for 2026. How excited were you about getting one of the semifinals in addition to, obviously, many other games? But then is there this tiny part of you that's like, oh, man, I thought we could have gotten the final?
Yeah, forefront or run over by the World Cup bid, one of them. So, no, it's been a great experience, and it's been one of my great pleasures to represent our community. We live in a fabulous city, great market, great sports town, and to be involved. And the fact that my father got to do it in 94.
Yeah.
And so I get to be part of that legacy. And, you know, it's just really, really special to do it. And I'm so excited. And, yeah, I wanted the finals here. No secret. Right? We don't run races. We don't play games to finish second or third. That's not how we live our life. And, you know, I told FIFA, I said, I think you guys made a big mistake here, not letting the final be here. We've earned that opportunity. It is a big accomplishment for our city, though, to have a semifinal in 9 games, more than anybody, and I'm so thankful for their generosity in that, and they saw the opportunity.
And I bet the Metroplex people are excited because, like, we all would want to go to the semifinal. Maybe that is not going to be the most, like, financially available spot. But when you have all of these group play games and everything like that, there's a huge opportunity for people in the Metroplex to say, I got to go to the World Cup.
Yeah, no, that's right. 9 games, over 700,000 tickets available for this. As I tell everybody who will listen, there will be more drama that takes place on AT&T Field than any other of the venues because we have 4 elimination round games and we have 2 end of group stage games.
Wow.
Those 6 games are effectively do or die.
Yeah.
And nobody else has anything like that, and it's happening right here in our hometown. And my hope is we're going to show FIFA what a great job we're doing, that when the 2031 World Cup hopefully comes to the U.S., and it may be a U.S.-Mexico bid in 2031 for the women's game, that they say Dallas is ready to have the women's final. That would be something that I want us to aspire to.
And hopefully in the back of their head, they still remember that you chastised them about making a mistake for this World Cup.
Yeah. I'm sure I needed to choose better words when I did it.
I know, I'm just kidding.
No. I'll own it.
Well, and I wanted to, aside from all of this, we told people at the time, but I wanted to thank you again, like on air in a public space, for donating, well, honestly, a lot of things over the years. But this last year, the Patrick Mahomes autographed jersey for My Possibilities for Peace-a-thon, we raised a ton of money with that. And, like, those are things that you guys don't have to do. And, in fact, I liked it. You gave me some crap about it. You're like, you should ask for Chief stuff. And I was like, hold on. I do want Chief stuff. And so I really appreciate you helping out our charitable cause like that.
My Possibilities is so special. And it honestly, it takes all of us giving back in our community one way or another. I mean, we're all very fortunate, but there are others in need or other great opportunities and organizations we need to support. I mean, you never know what somebody is going through or what their day is like or the challenges that they face. And we as human beings have to stick out a hand to help others. Right. And that's just how life should be. And, you know, I just encourage more people. If there's an organization you want to support, get out there, be involved, stick your hand out and help those in need.
And so I know. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say everybody I've interacted with on the Hunt family is phenomenal. We got a chance to talk with Gracie at the Super Bowl this year for.
Yes.
We asked her if
tremendous.
We could get a few minutes and she was like, yeah, she's the most gracious woman I've ever talked to. It was wonderful. Your family, y'all do some great stuff with the community. We really appreciate that, too.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying it. And she does great work. And most of my siblings are great. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love them all so much. I'll tell you one of the coolest things I got to do. And a quick story. We were on spring break and my niece got married. My oldest brother's youngest daughter got married. So Lamar's daughter, Jossie.
And I looked up, and my brother Lamar was playing in the pool with my two little girls, and he's near 70. And I just told my girls, I said, this is a lifetime experience, and you guys file that away because, you know, without family, that's what we exist for, right?
Exactly.
The family and the friendships and the relationships. And to see them playing in the pool, I was like, you guys file that away as a good one.
That's awesome.
That is super cool. And I know it sounds weird because we're starting construction, but there is still the match on Saturday
against
Kansas City. Are we still doing the drone show afterwards and everything?
We are drone showing away. Yes. You know, almost a Napoleon Dynamite right there.
Yeah.
You almost got that. But looking forward to it. Great crowd. Kansas City has been a real rivalry for us, especially given our legacy of owning that team originally. They've been a thorn in our side in the U.S. Open Cup. So I hope we take it out on them on Saturday.
Well, I know you guys got a busy schedule today. Thank you very much for the time and for jumping on with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for being here.
Absolutely. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Hunt right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, now we'll do some gridiron right here live from Toyota Stadium in Frisco on 105 Through the Fan.
Wilson gets the snap. Lofts right corner of the end zone, and it is hauled in by Pickens. Touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live in Frisco at Toyota Stadium, where you just heard FC Dallas owner and president Dan Hunt say they waited until 2 o'clock to do the groundbreaking as to not interfere with our show.
That's how important we are.
And by the way, we've asked questions about this before, and we can do it again. His family owns the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're doing fine.
It is both families. They own that and this.
Yes.
They're a wonderful group, man. Like I said, we've been lucky enough to talk to them a few times. Mike offended Clark one time.
But he did.
Understandable. Understandable for sure.
The shorthand of it was, hey, do you pretty much wish your backup quarterback would have got hurt so Shane Buechele could have played? His answer to that was, not so much.
Hey, we worked with Mike for a long time. We get it.
It could have been way worse. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Nope.
Now, if you'll care about this, but I thought it was noteworthy. Jersey Mike's is replacing Subway as the official NFL fast food sponsor.
Because of Jared.
I don't think it's because of Jared Fogle.
It's the documentary.
Or Jared Sandler. Yeah,
look. He lost all that weight, and then they made a documentary about
it. I told you, my wife was shocked when she was like, why do they have a documentary about that guy? Because he lost a bunch of weight. I mean, that's amazing, but... And I just looked at her, and I was like, you're kidding, right? And she goes, no. And I said, you don't know all the other stuff? And she goes, no, what? And I just said, look it up. And she goes, oh, my gosh.
Listen,
I do not think it's because of that.
Jersey Mike's is the superior sandwich.
Agreed.
When
roast beef and provolone for
every
the win.
Time, yeah. And you know what? Recently, Kevin, I did try the chicken. I don't know. It's the chicken cheesesteak because Lucy wanted it, and I was like, all right. So I ordered that for. Her. Guess what? It was good too. It's not the roast beef and provolone, but makes sense. Jersey Mike's is the superior sandwich to say. I think all sandwiches right now. It's my number one seed.
See, and this is where I'm not super helpful when it comes to eating things because they'll be like, hey, I mean, obviously I can eat plenty of things, but they'll be like, well, what else do you like there? And I'm like, what do you mean? I don't understand your question. Like, what else do you like there? I'm like, I'm not following.
So do you have that with lots of restaurants?
Yes.
The one thing you like there and you're not going to go
because
outside of
it. Because it's delicious. Why would you change?
Why are the sprinklers on? I thought they had to shut the water off over there.
Okay, but they don't do construction yet, and they still have a game here on Saturday.
Can you imagine if we were out there doing the show today and the sprinklers turned on while we were out there on the pitch? That's where we would have done the show from, I think.
That would have been weird. All right, let's talk about some of the NFL transactions of the day or of yesterday. Russell Wilson got a one-year, $21 million deal for the Giants with $10.5 million guaranteed. Well, why? So they can compete?
They need a quarterback.
They had Jameis.
And so now they have the decision, right? Between
how much money they got paid lets you know what the decision is.
Just put it up there or a guy that's just going to sit there and say, you know what, I'm going to hold on to it and get sacked here. They needed somebody. I don't think it takes away from them still drafting somebody. I seriously don't think that takes anything away there. But they definitely they needed to make sure that if they didn't get the person they wanted in the draft, that they were able to get some, that they were able to have somebody fulfill that position.
Now, Stephon Diggs, this is a fascinating contract as well. Stephon Diggs signed with the Patriots, 3 years, $69 million, which at first you're like, wow, that is a lot of money.
Nice.
But as is the case with NFL contracts, you need to drill down into what's real and what's just a neat little number you can put out in the media. 3 years, $69 million with $26 million guaranteed. So obviously that's, I don't know, like 35%, 37%-ish. That's not a huge amount of the deal that is guaranteed. Would you have wanted to make that move thinking it was more of a two-year, $26 million deal?
For the Cowboys?
Yes, for the Cowboys specifically. Because Stephon Diggs, we just heard a lot. It's like, hey, maybe we'll be with the Cowboys.
Maybe, but man, keep looking at some of these drafts.
Yeah.
And these mock drafts have a lot of receivers falling in the Cowboys area. Yep. So if you're in that vein where you're like, hey, I'd rather be younger. I mean, the injury for Stephon, I don't want to have to pay for two Diggses to be recovering from this.
Sure.
So as much as I love Stephon, look, you know how much I love Stephon Diggs.
Yes, yes.
I am at a point where I am saying I will gladly be okay with somebody else goes with him.
NFL.com proposed this trade, and I wanted to kick it over to you. The Cowboys trade with the Broncos. They trade pick 12 and one of their fifth rounders, pick number 149. In return, they get pick 20 and pick 51.
Okay.
Now, what that would mean on the trade value chart, the new trade value chart, that's 381 points coming Dallas's way, 359 points going Denver's way. So that's a win. Also, that would then give you, even though you slid down, three picks in the top 51. I'm not saying it always works like this, and sometimes the way the Cowboys draft can be exhilarating and maddening, but it's not out of the realm of possibility to be like, that's three starters.
Oh, man. Yeah, because the Cowboys are very good with their second-round picks as starters.
Hey, I said exhilarating and maddening.
Yes. The higher quality draft picks you can get, I'm good with it.
And that's this deal.
This deal does take you down deeper into the first round,
true,
though. And this is, again, where now you just kind of, as y'all are discussing this, you look over to Will McClay and you say, hey, what do we got there?
Yeah.
And he goes through and he gives you the, you know, 5 to 10 options that he thinks could be in that spot. And he says, I think we can do more damage in this second round, too, because we have this pick. There's a guy that we like there.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys we really like in the second round. We didn't think we were able to get to them, and now we can. But if you have a person that you think can really be a game changer for you, because again, this team needs so many different things.
Yeah.
But if you have somebody at 12 that you think is a game changer for you, you sit there with it. Unless you can get some really good value and some other great players.
And I'm not saying this would happen, but if you then had pick 44 and 51, you could control the second round if you wanted. So what I mean is, like, let's say some player fell through in the first round. You're like, how the hell did that happen?
Yep.
You could trade up to the top pick in the second round with those two picks.
And isn't that one of our favorite parts of the draft?
For
is
sure.
After night one is over, you start looking at, okay, who's next?
Yeah. And, like, sometimes you have to take a step back and breathe and be like, how the hell did that person
exactly
not get taken
it's
in the first round?
It's happened plenty of times, man.
Couple things to keep an eye on with the competition committee. Supposedly the reaction thus far to getting rid of the Tush Bush has been kind of, either way.
Okay, good, because it should be allowed.
But it sounds like there's a lot of steam picking up to move the touchback area to the 35 on kickoffs as opposed to the 30. We talked
but
about
not punts.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, because they're like, hey, punting is about like field position and strategy. Kickoff, they're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
They just want action on the kickoff. And so obviously you saw a huge boost in action with these new rules. And they're like, hey, let's bump it up to 35. Because all of a sudden, 35, you're 15 yards away from being able to kick a field goal if you're the Cowboys.
Yeah. No, okay. Then I'm interested to see how that goes.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, from the mind of Corey Majors.
Oh, no.
What is the most important thing for the Stars as the regular season wraps up and they prep for the playoffs? 877-881-1053, Franklin and Franklin Injury Attorney text line, or Twitch, or YouTube. Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.